Kātia kera e tā tau mānau mai hoki mai ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika. Marunga i te kaha o te iarere, iwa te kau mawhitu iratahi, te iarere.
Ai, kua tai te wā ki te kororo ki tō tātou kai kororo tuatai o te rangi nei, i roto i te hore pāpāho o te hiku o te ika, ko e Sera Saulo Tera, i rungi i te kaupapa o te kanikani no reira. Me tauri a ke tātou ki aia ki te hakatau i aia no reira. Tēnā koe Sera, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Ai, tēnā koe. So just before we get into our kōrero e hoa, can you introduce yourself to our listeners, so who you are and where you're from and what you do?
Kia ora, mi Sera. I'm from Pukepuro. Just moved to Karaya. I teach dance here in Karaya. I've been dancing for Royal Family all over New Zealand a bit. Made a studio in Whangarei and I just decided to come back and teach it to my own whānau and, you know, community.
Kia ora. And these are definitely kaupapa that we need up here in the far north. Get our youth off the streets. Although we've got all of these kaupapa coming up, popping up out of nowhere, can you just give us a little bit of a background story about your history and dance? So just following on from your kōrero about being part of the royal family, starting off in Whangarei and coming back to Kaitaia.
So first of all, we started here in Karaya. We took a workshop in Karaya College, and his name was Horace Mansell. He's from Murewa. And that's where we kind of like clicked onto dance, and we found it as a passion. Then from there, I decided to move straight from this crew to try and audition for Royal Family at the Palace. It was hard, a real hard experience, but you know, I think what they find inspiring is if they see that you love to dance and that they see the love in your eyes. So I guess what helped me through all this was the passion I had for dance and, the feeling it gave me. So I went from Royal Family to... Oh, should I stop?
No,
from Royal Family all the way to... we competed in a couple competitions, went to America and competed. We got a gold medal there, so it was real nice and just a privilege to dance with them. Then I moved back to Whangarei and me and my mate Shekela opened a studio there, ran a studio, and I don't know, it was just the same as what I want to do here, so but you know, bigger and better, I guess.
Oh, cool. So tell us just a little bit more before we move on about the dance group, the Royal Palace, and who actually started that, established that, and leads it, you know, sort of just so we can get a little bit more of an understanding about who your inspirations were and who's continued that inspiration within you to come home and teach it.
So the director there was, the choreographer was Paris Gober. I'm guessing everyone knows of her. I think when I used to watch her, I was kind of a big fan back then, and you know, I was inspired that, you know, someone from New Zealand, from a little small country with no industry in dance, could make it so big and teach for famous people, whatever you call them.
Definitely, she's made a huge stamp on the dance industry, especially not even here, just here in Aotearoa, but all around the world, you know, working for Sierra, Justin Bieber, and all these people like that. So coming back to Kaitaia, what was your inspiration to make the big move home?
I guess it was basically my story and the struggles and all the sacrifices that I know people would go through with something that you're committed to and passionate about. I know there's always like wars and challenges that you got to get through, and I just want to help kind of make that easier on people and hopefully like inspire them to continue to chase their dreams. And just, I don't know, I think I wanted to make a big pillar here in Karaya, and I don't know, I just want to create a space where people can dream big and not only think of what's here and, you know, just do things that they wouldn't normally think they could ever possibly achieve, I guess. Yeah.
And there's a lot of talent here in the far north, especially coming up to Christmas as well. We have events like Christmas in the Park. But coming into your workshops or your dance camp that you're going to be running, your classes for the next 8 weeks, can you give us a little bit of kōrero about that?
So this workshop is, it's called Empower Your Experience. So for me, it's what you have on the inside is what creates your reality. So I think through experiences and empowerment, like I think anything is possible. Just put your mind to it and stuff like that. I'm getting lost, but it's okay.
Absolutely, yeah. It's applying yourself to something that you really love. Passionate yourself.
About, yeah. I think what stops people from achieving things is it starts from the inside. So I think what I'm trying to create here is to kind of awaken and help people to realize their potential, that they can do pretty much anything they want to do, and they create whatever they want to create in life. So, yeah, it's just...
Ai, kia ora. Well, we have a whakatauke, and it's called Poipoi a te kākono kia puawai, and that's basically nurturing the seed so it blossoms, and that's just exactly what you're trying to do here in Kaitaia. There has been a big call from the public also to establish these types of classes. Was that one of the reasons you wanted to do these classes?
Yes.
Give back to those people?
Definitely, definitely for them. I think... I've always wanted to. I don't like sitting back and doing nothing. I think I feel like I have a calling to do something. If you have something, a way to help others, then, you know, put the work in, I guess. And where you start is what you like to do and the things you're curious with. And I guess I'm just basically trying to find what my purpose is here. I start with what I love to do, so I'll just teach dance and I'll see where this takes me and takes other people.
You're already ahead of some of us in that department. You know, we're all at that age where we're thinking about what are we going to do, who are we going to be. But thank you once again for coming on our show, having a kōrero about this awesome kaupapa. Just for the whānau that may be interested, can you give a lowdown on the information, when it starts, how much it costs, and age groups and all that?
So these workshops start on the 15th of October. That's week one. This is an eight-week workshop. They're $5 per class or $40 for the whole 8 weeks. You can sign up on our page on Karaya Community Hip Hop. There's a link there on our status. What else? And that's pretty much it. Each class, we have juniors, those are 8 to 12 years old. Then we have teens, which are 12 to 18. And then we have adults, 18 up.
And where will these be held?
These will be held at 3 Taff Street. This is opposite the old Pack and Save. So we're in a building where my papa got us. And,
cool. I was wondering where that street was. I didn't know where it was. Just lastly, before you leave, E Hoa, so this is a build-up for the Christmas in the Park. So do you want to do a karanga to those dancers out there that may be interested in, you know, getting out there and having the performance of their life this Christmas? Any words of encouragement?
I think just step outside your comfort zone. Bring a friend. Don't be shy. I think this is a space where we uplift each other and we be positive and help to shine a light on the talent here in Karaya. And I don't know, just come in and try it out. It's nothing too hard. It's nothing like you should be scared of. This is something where you could possibly change your life, I guess, where you could follow your pathway, whatever it is. So, yeah, come along.
Oh, cool. Thanks again. It sounds exciting. You know, I think I've got my boy in Whare Papaho today, and he's definitely been into kanikani, so I'll definitely have to look into bringing him along and maybe even his sister. But thanks again for joining us this afternoon, and wish all the best for the camp and also for the rest of the afternoon.
Ai, ka tia ke rai tātou mā koe te reo kōrero o I Sira Saulo, mo enei o ngā papamahi kanikani ka tūkiro tō Kaitaia. Ki te pīrangi koutou I etahi atu pakirehua moka moka rānei, hakapā atu kia Kaitaia Community Hip Hop, marunga I a pukamata. Engari mo tēnei wā mei haka iri ake ngā kōrero anei a Sons of Zion me te waiata pōtere ana. Mau tonu mai.